A controversial judicial nominee from Pittsburgh sat for his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday. As 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports, David Porter took a safe approach to tough questions from Democrats.
The questions covered a range of issues, from health care to abortion to protections for LGBT people. But no matter the issue, Porter said he would follow legal precedent.
Lawyers who aren't judicial nominees are free to make comment. Lawyers who are nominees are not so much at liberty to make comment.
Despite his cautious answers, Porter's nomination to a seat on a federal appeals court is controversial. That's due partly to his involvement with conservative groups and his past criticism of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. In recent years, judicial nominations have only advanced if they had the support of both senators in the nominee's home state. While Pennsylvania's Republican Senator Pat Toomey supports Porter, his Democratic counterpart, Senator Bob Casey, agrees with progressives who say Porter is too ideological for the bench. Law professor Carl Tobias of the University of Richmond says it's troubling that Porter's nomination could proceed anyway.
It has really not a whole lot to do with Mr. Porter, but has to do with the institution of the Senate, has to do with the relationship between the two home state senators and their cooperation.
Tobias says the Senate Judiciary Committee could vote on Porter's nomination in the next 3 or 4 weeks. He expects the vote to fall along party lines. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.